Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Five-year-old gets mom to run through the parking lot in a downpour, and there's a valuable lesson. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. A mom and her five-year-old daughter had two choices: either run through the parking lot in the pouring rain or wait inside of Target for the storm to pass. And as they darted through the downpour headed for the car, something powerful hit this wise mom. Mommy blogger Mama Dickinson was about to leave Target with her five-year-old daughter when the skies started pouring. Their car was nowhere near the entrance, and most other shoppers were waiting for the bad weather to pass before leaving. "Do we wait or just get wet?" this mama asked her daughter. "Let's just get wet," her daughter answered. Mama Dickinson warned her child of the discomfort they would face if they chose to run through the parking lot. They would be wet and cold by the time they hopped in the car. But none of this deterred the five-year-old. "Let's go," she exclaimed. And so they went for it. After racing through the downpour, Mama Dickinson expected her little one to complain about being wet and cold. But when she turned around to check on her daughter in the back seat, she was surprised to find a huge smile on the girl's face. "We did this," she said. "You did this. We got wet. Now we can go home." And that's when the significance of the run through the parking lot hit the mommy blogger. Mama Dickinson realized so often we try to wait out the storms in life. Comfort becomes our primary concern rather than getting where God has called us to go. "When we avoid walking through life's challenges, we miss out on all God has for us," she said. "When we hesitate to step out on faith, we wind up perpetually standing still." It was her daughter's childlike faith that inspired this mom to dash out into the storm and run through the parking lot in the pouring rain. "My daughter wasn't hesitant to go out into the rain today," Mama Dickinson wrote. "She embraced the inconvenience as part of the day's journey. She was willing to take on a challenge to get where she wanted to go. Sometimes in life, you have to get wet." I don't know about you, but I certainly needed this reminder today. I know I am definitely guilty of making my comfort zone far too high of a priority. May we all approach the day like the sweet five-year-old, ready to face life's challenges head-on, resting in the comfort that our Heavenly Father has a rainbow waiting for us on the other side of the storm.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Stranger walks up to piano player at airport and blesses him with a $60,000 tip. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One piano player at the airport was blessed with an incredible surprise when a stranger waiting for his flight raised thousands of dollars for him in tips. This incredible story takes place at Hartsfield Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Tony Valentine Carter was doing his job and playing at a piano bar in the airport when Carlos Whitaker took notice of him. Carlos is a motivational speaker, podcaster, and author, but formerly used to be a musician. So he appreciated Tony's piano tunes and wanted to sit down and listen to him play while he was waiting for his flight to Nashville to board. "My speaking event in Memphis got canceled, so I had to reroute back home, which is why I ended up being in Atlanta for like an hour and a half," Carlos shared. "I used to be a musician. I was the opening band for a bunch of bands, and nobody ever paid attention to me. So when I saw that nobody was really listening to him, my heart was like, ah, I get it. I just wanted to let him know that I was listening to him and that somebody sees him." And when Carlos saw how talented Tony was and how he was giving it his all while playing the piano, Carlos knew he wanted to bless him in some way. That's when he took to social media to see if he could raise some tips for Tony. A thing that I like to do with my Instagram followers is just bless people, Carlos explained. So I said, I wonder what we can raise in 30 minutes. I can Venmo this guy some money. And within 30 minutes, Carlos saw that his Instagram followers had raised $10,000 in tips for Tony. Carlos shared the incredible news with Tony before running off to catch his flight. And Tony was completely shocked and overwhelmed by the news. But the tips didn't stop there. By the time I landed in Nashville, it was at like $25,000. By the time I talked to him that evening, it was $44,000, shared Carlos. The tip amount eventually reached $61,000 for Tony, which made him emotional all over again. When people do things like that, total strangers, and they hear my story, and they want to give me a gift like that, thankful is inadequate, Tony said. I want to give back and help people like he's doing. I'm going to be helping people for years to come. God made me a steward of that money, and I ain't letting him down. Back in 2008, Tony was diagnosed with kidney disease. Because of that, Tony had to stop working as a pianist on cruise ships and be on dialysis every evening for 9 hours. This is why Tony decided that he's going to use the money to just get an oil change for his car and then donate the rest to make quarterly donations to the American Kidney Foundation. That money's not mine, Tony said. I'm going to be paying it forward. What an incredible story, and another highlight from it is that Carlos and Tony have remained close since the interaction. They talk often on the phone. We're not friends, we're family now, shared Tony. I'd love to see his talent used for even bigger reasons. He's literally the kindest human, Carlos said. God bless these two men, and may we all strive to be as kind and generous as them.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.